south of the border, down Mexico way. That's where I fell in love when the stars above came out to play. And now as I wander.
Hello there, all you expat wannabes. I'm Johnny Mueller, and you're listening to The Expat Files, Living in Latin America, the show that tells you just what it's like to live, work, play, and or retire down here in Latin America. It's a mix of the good, the bad, the ugly, and the great, and it's all right here, so let's get started. Now, if you remember, the last show we were talking about mating, dating, love, and romance here in Latin America. And I stated more than once that I don't want to turn this show into a Lonely Hearts Club Ann Landers or Ana Landeres love and relationship forum. But I have to tell you, one out of four, that's 25% of all the emails I get, have to do with the trials and tribulations of the heart regarding gringos and Latinas and gringas and Latinos. So it's impossible to ignore the subject. On the last show, I promised I'd talk about a very serious subject here in Latin America. Sometimes it's actually deadly dangerous. Jealousy. And to explain that phenomena and finish it off once and for all, I'm going to read you something about jealousy right now that will remove all doubt that this subject just can't be taken lightly. In fact, crimes of passion, which are directly related to jealousy, are so epidemic here in Latin America that you see them on TV and in the news and the press all the time. In fact, I don't think a day has gone by when I haven't picked up a local Latin newspaper to wherever I am in Latin America, and I haven't seen where some guy has bumped off his wife or his girlfriend or his mistress or both. And the culprit, extreme jealousy, of course. And the men, yes, they'll get violent. And the women, they might try, but they don't have the force, usually, to cause great damage. Sure, the ladies will hit and throw things, scream and scratch and inflict physical pain, but it's almost always the guy, generally a boozed-up guy, who sends the offending party or parties to the hospital or the morgue. So, needless to say, you don't want to get in the middle of a love triangle. So, before we get into the dirt and the real nitty-gritty love, romance, and jealousy stories here, I want to remind you that my July 2017 Expat Insider Seminar is open for registrations. Just go to www.thenewexpat.com and click on Johnny's 2017 seminar link. And while there, you'll also find out about those fabulous John Galt pre- and post-seminar trips and info on how to kill two birds with one stone. That is, when you're down for the seminar, getting your plan B into full swing by starting the process of permanent or temporary residency in Guatemala. Still, one of, if not the easiest, Latin American country to qualify for residency. So again, this seminar will be in and around Guatemala, 90% of the time, way off the gringo tourist trail, just where I like it. Oh, and don't forget, if you can't get boots on the ground just yet, you really need my Expat Essentials course. It's the best way to get your Plan B ducks lined up, short of coming down here yourself. Just go to expatplanb.com and check out the free videos. Now, you might remember a story I told a long time ago. Maybe I'm dreaming and I didn't tell it to you at all. But the gist of it was a friend of mine, a German, who owned a nice little factory here in Latin America. And one of his beautiful young worker girls took a fancy to him. And he, being the perfect straight-up German gentleman, by the way, he's around 35 years old at the time, she was probably 20. He remained 100% neutral, boss-like, and professional, and did not encourage it at all. Then real trouble started, and the way he figures it, she must have gotten into some kind of fight with her local Latin boyfriend. She mentioned that she had eyes for and was flirting with her German boss, and the next thing he knew, someone had torched his little factory. And it was one of those fabric and textile maquilas, so it really went up in smoke. So how'd they find out the guy did it? Well, he had surveillance cameras in and out, so let's just say they got the goods on him. So jealousy won the day, and he suffered the damages. That said, let's put to rest that whole theme of Latin jealousy right now, or maybe not. Let me first start out with some words of wisdom from expat Eddie, who's about to be married to a Salvadorian runway model with lots of beautiful female genes throughout the family. And being in that situation, Eddie says, I found out, Johnny, a long time ago, when her young unattached female relatives are around, I'd better not make eye contact for more than 2 seconds or I'm in trouble. He says, with all those beautiful cousins, sisters, and shoestring relatives, at those family gatherings, and there's always family gatherings, how do you not make eye contact when some beautiful girl's talking to you? Bottom line, when you leave the party, expect the third degree. So let's talk jealousy. Of course, we gringos get jealous, but it's just not much of an issue, really. Most of us, I think, can count on the fingers of one hand how many times we've exploded in a jealous rage or went through the mental process of even thinking about punching a guy out. For us gringos, that would pretty much be high school stuff, right? And even if your girlfriend or wife brought it on because she was a terrible flirt, you wouldn't think of backhanding her. That would be instant jail time up in the States. So of course, up in the States there is jealousy, but it's not genetic like it is down here. Man, I must have discussed that with gringos 100 times. Some people blame the climate, the culture, or simply that Latin hot blood, but we experts down here, well, maybe I shouldn't call myself an expert, know who the real culprits are. Those are the Latin American macho men. Their constant philandering has had the result of kind of pre-programming Latin ladies by putting them on constant code red off the charts jealousy alert. Now, I've seen many a Latina in full jealousy mode. Some might say they resemble near psychotic episodes. 1 minute you're sitting there enjoying a nice dinner with a charming and gracious young woman. The next minute you're under a full-scale attack and you're sitting there thinking, what the hell happened? Who is this person? Now, like Eddie says, and he should know, he's been out with dozens of Latins in his 15 or so years here. He says, Latinas are also experts at the art of the silent burn. He says, if your girlfriend or better half doesn't want to go ballistic in public, she just might stare at you. Like he says, Latinas have an uncanny ability to lower the temperature of a room 20 degrees with a look. And believe me, nothing you can say the rest of the night will remove that cloud. Hey, I've been there. Almost all of us long-term gringos have. And you know what? If you ask why she's all bent out of shape, she won't respond at first. And eventually, she just might mutter something like this under her breath and give you those eyes. Tú sabes, which means you know why, and you probably won't. And that's when things get tricky. Oh, and Expat Eddie said this has happened to him many times. He says, if a Latin lady's jealousy fit comes upon her while you're driving in a car, like for example, you're at a stoplight and a girl in a miniskirt passes the road right in front of everyone's eyes, she'll work herself into such a state of craziness that sometimes she'll jump out of the car and head off down the street. However, Eddie says, not to worry, it's all part of the show. She's actually waiting for you to chase after her. And he says, do play along and by all means get out and bring her back before she gets mugged, because she'll jump out in a very high-end area or a dangerous slum. She'll get out, slam the door, and wiggle away in her high heels and miniskirt. Hey, you know, when you're not involved, it's always fun to watch. Oh yeah, I've seen it a number of times. Fridays and Saturday nights in clubs and disco parking lots. A lot of jealous rages and fights when girls are all dressed up to the T's and out for a night of dinner and dancing, as are thousands of other decked out Latinas. And their macho Latin boyfriends have had one or two tequilas too many. And it really has nothing to do with social class either. You see it at the lowest social level and the entitled young adult children of the rich. In fact, those young adults who go to private helicopter universities can be the worst. Always comparing and sizing up who's got the best and most expensive designer clothes and bling, and who's been to Disney and my jammy lately, who's got the biggest SUV and the tallest bodyguards. However, thank God, that only exists in a minuscule percentage of the population down here. Anyway, now, like Eddie says, when you find yourself in the midst of one of those emotional firestorms, you should first forget about using logic. That's for rational people, you know. When your Latin girlfriend or boyfriend gets pissed off, there's no excuse to offer, no matter how plausible. Like Eddie says, it's just better to batten down the hatches and weather out the storm. Thankfully, those Latin jealousy rages, whether it's Latin guys or Latin girls, they pass incredibly quickly. But no doubt you'll be apologizing a long time for something you didn't even know you did. Now, like I said, I've been in many discussions with long-term gringos and gringas, and there seems to be a consensus that Latinas and Latinos need these dramatic episodes, which aren't really serious in most cases, except to show how much that really is part of the Latin love, dating, and mating relationship. And I think I mentioned this in a past show. Down here, if there aren't a few jealous rages and episodes once in a while, well, for Latins, that just wouldn't be normal the way they figure it. He or she wouldn't be wasting the tears and the energy if they didn't really like or love you. At least that's the explanation I've heard over and over from both Latins and Latinas. Bottom line, if there's not the occasional blow-up and jealous rage, Latins believe the love is gone. So in their book, somehow jealousy and rage are intricately entwined with the love equation. So again, as for duration, once a lady or a guy is pissed off, you can bet they'll stay pissed off for at least a few hours of the rest of the night, but that's it. Now, us gringas and gringos seem to have a short refractory period too. If we do get jealous or pissed off, we just don't hold a grudge for too long. I don't know about you, but that's the way I am. Most gringos and gringas I know don't have those episodes much, but when we do, we get over them fast. But note, a small percentage of Latinos and Latinas can stay mad for weeks at a stretch, and still somehow the relationship will persist. It's some odd equation. I think it's directly proportional to how many times, with Latinas at least, her old boyfriend or boyfriends cheated on her, multiplied by how much her dad cheated on her mom, divided by how often her brother cheats on his present girlfriend, multiplied by the amount of time a Latin guy or gal spends in a chicken bus each day. Got that? I'm sure if Einstein was alive, he could figure it out. Maybe. Now, whether you're a gringo or a gringo down here, dating a Latino or Latina, at first, a blow-up like that might seem like your partner's going berserk. The Latino or Latina you're with is truly bipolar or just insane. Now, there are ways to handle it and ways not to handle it, because Latin guys and Latin gals are noted for hitting and slapping each other. Now, when you mention that to first world gringos who were brought up in first world societies with first world norms, they're shocked sometimes. But be forewarned, when an argument escalates, ladies, you just might get whacked. No, not in the Tony Soprano sense, but that's why you must always strive to keep the jealousy thing just simmering. Not throw fuel on the fire, and definitely don't bring it to a full boil. But you know, experience down here has shown us that there are certain provoking circumstances that can, if left unattended, will lead to an explosion and you'll regret it. Actually, I mean you'll both regret it. In fact, a friend of mine, a Latino emergency room doctor, once told me, certain Friday and Saturday nights, especially when there's what they call a feriado or a holiday, like Easter and Christmas, Independence Day, and a few others, there's a predictable flow of dude-it-out guys and their girls in miniskirts parading through the waiting room with what you might call superficial facial trauma mixed with a few stale tears. And my doctor friend says, why is it that ladies in their nosebleed high heels always seem to pick Friday and Saturday night to lose their balance and crash and burn? That said, how do us gringos and gringas with Latin partners tiptoe through that minefield? Well, first of all, you could try to avoid those jealousy tantrum triggers. There are some triggers, you know. Like, for example, the trigger that some gringos call the ghost of lover's past. Now, you might be free to talk about your exes with your partners up in the States, but bringing an ex up down here with your Latin boyfriend or girlfriend is the kiss of death. That means don't keep photos of an ex-wife, ex-husband, old girlfriend, boyfriend, your drawer, room, wallet, wherever. Latins are nosy, and eventually he or she will find that stuff and you'll pay dearly. Come to think of it, don't leave any past remembrance of old babes or boyfriends around. That means no gifts, cards, letters, emails, refrigerator magnets. Just dump that stuff and your life will be a lot easier. Now, expat Eddie says it's even wise to quickly ditch the photo of the smiling guy or girl that came pre-mounted in the picture frame he just bought at Walmart. In fact, Eddie says in the midst of an argument, one of his old girlfriends once pointed to the girl that came with the frame. She said, Eddie, why do you keep that girl's picture? Are you infatuated with her or something? Eddie knew she was just baiting him, and any answer he would give would lead to another argument. But anyone who knows Eddie realizes he was just too lazy to take the picture out. Oh, and Eddie says, guys, if you have a little black book, ditch it, because if she finds it, she'll torch it, most likely when it's still in your pocket. Oh, and Eddie says, try to avoid any references at all to ex-lovers, no matter how incidental. For example, don't say something like, wow, this food tastes a lot like the sardines I had in Portugal. Well, you know, if you say something open-ended like that, your girlfriend or boyfriend's likely to come back with something like, Portugal, huh? Who were you there with? And, you know, any kind of answer at all is a one-way ticket to a night in the doghouse. Now, note that Latinos and Latinas, when they get mad, may forget every bit of English they ever learned, but they'll never forget a single word you said about your ex. And they'll probe. So it's best to pretend like your past is a clean slate. In other words, you never had one. Except for mom, dad, good old grandma, and your brothers and sisters. So, for example, if your Latin boyfriend or girlfriend says she likes your shirt or sweater, don't ever tell her or he that it's a gift from an ex. Say it was a birthday present from your mom and your sister, and don't hesitate when you give that answer. Oh, and look out for potential problems if you get any kind of phone calls. In the case of gringos, a call from a girl, and the case of gringas, a call from a guy. Unless, of course, it's obviously from an old person like your grandma or your mother. That means totally innocent calls from your sister, your lawyer's secretary, any female voice at all. Even a cold call from the horoscope hotline will be met with skeptical looks and various degrees of hostility. Now, expat Eddie says that certain Latinas that he's dated have the uncanny ability to pick up another woman's voice on the phone from several rooms away. So just know your Latino boyfriend or girlfriend have got their antenna up every time you answer the phone. Oh, and the corollary to this is, Eddie says, never lower your voice when talking on the phone or inadvertently walk away with phone in hand out of earshot or into another room like we're all prone to do. Now, Eddie says if you pull that one, even if you're ordering a pizza from Domino's, she'll think you're working out something with the Domino's girl on the phone and you just might be wearing that deep dish pizza around your neck. Now, you know, another long-term gringo friend of both mine and Eddie's once made the remark, he said, in the States, you know, a friendly nod, wink, or smile to the waitress, clerk, bank teller, whatever, greases the skids and helps ensure good service, right? But in Latin America, those neighborly gestures just might lay the groundwork for a miserable night in the doghouse or worse. Which is why Eddie says you should always have a fully equipped guest room. Not for guests, but for you when you're occasionally locked out of the master bedroom. I'm not kidding you, this stuff really happened. Anyway, this gringo friend of ours said, the most innocent meeting and greeting of people like they do in the States got him into some very deep doo-doo with his own Latina girlfriend. So after that, he said he had to be on guard when asking for street directions, time of day, location of the nearest ATM, that kind of stuff. He said, if I have to ask for directions on the street, I always ask a guy or an old lady with a withered arm or skin cancer. Then you know you're safe. And most of all, he said, I have to watch out when I'm introduced to other girls, especially attractive ones. I learned a long time ago, he says, not to act the least bit enthused. I don't smile, I don't cock an eyebrow, don't wink or half wink. In fact, I don't even look her in the eye for more than 2 seconds. And he says, if I do happen to meet a beauty queen or another runway model, I just think of something revolting, like Hillary. So here's a tip for both gringos and gringas going out with Latinos or Latinas. If you're the upbeat, effervescent type, and it's your custom to crack a warm smile for everyone you meet, get used to being in the doghouse because you're going to spend a lot of time there. Again, like Expat Eddie says, have that fully outfitted and made-up guest room ready. All right, so I'm going through my long list of emails from gringos and expats chiming in about their relationships here in Latin America. These emails are from gringas and gringos who have dated, are dating, or are even married to Latinos and Latinas. They have a lot of tips and cautions and warnings, such as this. George from Pennsylvania, now living in Honduras, he says, Johnny, Latinas are very curious and are good at prying out information out of dumb gringos like us. Your girlfriend will be terribly inquisitive about your past, so watch your step. Try not to give her any ammo because she will use it against you in the future. I guarantee it. He says, don't think she won't understand your English either. A Latina might not know how many quarts there are in a gallon, but they have elephant memories when it comes to birthdays, phone numbers, your sordid past, the price of shoes, and, heaven forbid, if their period is late. So for both gringo guys and gals, when you're going out with a Latina or Latino, when quizzed about your past, do try to talk in generalities with an occasional platitude thrown in. Better she or he thinks you're boring than a philanderer. Don't be smug and think you've outfoxed her or him with simple logic or a grand convoluted tale. Because sometimes, you see, the more you talk through a thing, the more reason they have to be jealous because they'll just keep probing. Now, Johnny, I'm giving some good advice here, but I know it's virtually impossible to follow in practice since so many of us gringos here in Latin America love bragging and talking about ourselves. At least when we run into other gringos and expats and they want to hear our stories. Which, by the way, Johnny, is another reason why your advice to live way off the gringo tourist trail is very good advice, because you don't have to bond and be instant good buddies with every gringo that you meet. That can get old pretty fast, and sometimes the gringos you meet, you just don't want to share your stories with or hang with. Boy, he's got that right. Then I got this email from a gringo who's been down here a couple of years. He's divorced and has some kids back in the States. He says, Johnny, regarding Latinos and Latinas and love and mating and dating and all that, we parents all love to talk and brag about our kids. We see them through rose-colored glasses and think they're geniuses, and everyone else is just as interested in every perfectly formed doo-doo as we are. Well, wrong, Johnny. Though your girlfriend here in Latin America, or boyfriend, probably loves kids as much or more as you do, don't push that soft spot too far. Your kids aren't hers or his, and they're going to get bored of hearing about your kids real fast if you keep yapping about them. And they can easily become a sore point with your new Latino or Latino girlfriend or boyfriend. After all, your own rugrats are part of a past life with some other woman or guy, which triggers that whole jealousy syndrome again. Of course, he or she will try to get you babbling about your kids because they'll want to know every little thing about you. But don't bite on that one too hard. It happened to me and, well, I know better now. Oh, and how about this one from Kevin, living in Brazil with his Brazilian wife. He says, Johnny, you know, here in Latin America, we're on mañana time. It's not fixed, but indefinitely flexible. That's what it means. It's the only society in the world where everyone has a watch, but it's only a fashion statement. No one has the faintest idea of how long an hour really is, except when the soap operas are on. Latins are notoriously late for appointments, and your Latin girlfriend or boyfriend will be no exception. Don't be surprised if you're kept waiting an hour or even two for a date. But know this, their own disregard of time does not apply to you because you're a gringo or gringa. Now, we all know the easiest way to piss off any lady anywhere in the world is to keep her waiting. Well, in Latin America, this universal problem is compounded. As for gringos like me, if I keep my girlfriend waiting, she'll be pissed off and jealous too. Even when a man leaves a Latina waiting by performing a necessary service like pumping gas, paying a bill, going to the bank, the clock is running on you, though not on her. Get used to it. Your girlfriend or boyfriend is gonna time study your butt. Remember, you're the gringo. You're always expected to be on time. Now, in my case, I found if I take longer than my girlfriend deems is necessary for the errand required, she'll assume you're scoping out other girls, and boom, she just might flip into that raging jealousy mode. In fact, I know it's about to click in, and I have to head it off at the pass when I return from Walmart or Costco or some other place, and she comes right out and asks me if there are any pretty girls or models or Eddie Kahns in the store, meaning, you know, the lady said give out those free samples in those skin-tight outfits. As you can see, she set the trap, and the next few words out of your mouth will determine how good or bad the rest of your day is going to be. Now, Leslie says that's a gringa living in Ecuador. Johnny, you know, talking about Latin jealousy, it goes without saying that you'll pay a high price for even talking in your sleep, like I do. I'm not kidding. Sure, you have no control over it, but as illogical as it sounds, beware of unconsciously saying the name, or heaven forbid, singing the praises of some mediocre guy you dated in the past, or even a great-looking one your dream kind of constructed for you. But even more illogical is that you must be aware that if your boyfriend has a bad dream himself, it can turn into your nightmare. Yes, I'm talking about gringo ladies here. It's true. Your new Latin boyfriend might get pissed about the selfish and cruel things you did to him in his dream. In other words, don't bother trying to explain to him that you really didn't do a weightless threesome in the International Space Station in his dream. Anyway, if you talk in your sleep like I do, you just might get stuck in this psychic quicksand like I did, and you're just as screwed as if it was the real thing. And nope, shrinks won't help. That's a first world thing, Johnny. You know that. All right, here's one in my pile from Lawrence. He says, Johnny, he's in Panama City. The easiest way to tick off your Latin wife or girlfriend, promise you'll phone her at a given time and forget to comply. So we forget, we're guys, and the more time that passes, the more she'll fume and that jealousy gene will kick in with a vengeance. And related to this situation is when she tries to call you and you don't answer for whatever reason, maybe no signal, phone off, no battery. In her mind, you're off doing something with another girl. Remember, you're a gringo, and most Latinas want to have a gringo boyfriend or husband. It's part of what you call that gringo advantage, Johnny. So if she calls and you don't pick up right away, no matter how loyal and faithful you are, she begins to think the worst. Oh, and how about this little excerpt from Gary's email? He's in Guatemala. He says, Johnny, as a rule, I believe that Latinas suffer from ADD. And I don't mean the kind of ADD that half the kids in the U.S. take Ritalin for. Though I wish there was a pill for it. The ADD I'm talking about here is an attention deficit on your part, the gringo's part. Let's face it, Johnny, if there's one word I can use to describe all the Latin girlfriends I've ever had, the word clingy. Clingy. And get this, it's your fault that your girlfriend feels neglected and unloved. If you really loved her, you'd cling to her too and give her your undivided attention at all times. You'd quit your job, you'd have a permanent love nest, and shower her with bonbons and kisses 24/7. And every night you'd cuddle in front of the TV with her and watch her favorite soap operas and trashy e-entertainment shows too. Worse yet, you'll have to listen to that putrid reggaeton music playing in the background all the time. What I'm saying is, Johnny, Latinas and Latinos may be great persons, but they're also tremendous gluttons for attention. They hate it when we're not within ultra-close proximity to them and equate public displays of affection with romantic love. It's the old hot Latina versus the cold gringo stereotype at work. So do work on those public displays of affection, and you might want to work on a few jealousy tantrums of your own. Because you see, if you're not occasionally jealous, they'll think your love is fading. By the way, Johnny, if you read this on the air, I can just imagine what lovelorn gringos and gringas are thinking up in the States right now. They're thinking, if I ever get my very own hot young Latino or Latina, I won't blow it. I'll never give him or her a reason to be jealous. I'll give them nothing but my undivided attention, and I'll treat her or him like a king or queen. Well, that may be true, but you'll also need an iron will, especially when you're off the gringo tourist trail. And if you're a girl, every single Latin guy is going to give you the eye or try to hit on you. And if you're a guy, well, you'll get some of that from the ladies too, though they'll be much more subtle than the guys. But just remember, if you do have a Latin girlfriend or a boyfriend, if you give the slightest recognition or response in body language or eye contact to anyone else, look out. It will be hard not to respond, you know. Especially if you're a guy like me who doesn't look like Brad Pitt and therefore didn't get much attention from the ladies up in the States. I warn you, just the slightest response, and believe me, the poop storm will come a howling. You've been warned. Wow, it's me, Johnny, here. How about that for the last word on Latin jealousy? I guess there's not much left to say.
South of the border.
This is the Expat Files, living in Latin America. If you want me to help you out with your own Plan B, just schedule a one-on-one consult. Send me an email, theexpatfiles@gmail.com. And if you want to learn how to move forward with your own Plan B from right up there in the States, go to www.expatplanb.com and check out my three videos. See ya. Nos vemos.